You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a diamond? Well, diamond is a mineral which forms from the element carbon. The carbon atoms are arranged in a particular pattern which creates a crystal structure. Other forms of carbon atoms produce graphite, which we use in pencils. Now, the synthetic or fake diamond that can be a true diamond substitute in jewelry is called cubic zirconia. This material is not made from carbon, but rather it's made from the elements zirconium and oxygen. Now, as an artificial diamond, cubic zirconia is synthesized or produced in a laboratory artificially. So how is a real diamond, carbon diamond, made? It's formed inside of the earth, which means that it's formed during geological processes. They form underground in the part of the earth which is called the mantle. The mantle is very rocky, and it makes up about 80% of the earth. Inside of the earth, pressures are very high, and the temperatures are very high. So these are ideal conditions for carbon to become diamond. Now, it's estimated that natural diamond formation takes about 1 to 3 billion years. So through volcanic activity and eruptions, the diamonds are brought up to the Earth's surface. Some of the properties of diamonds are that it's very hard and can't easily be scratched. It's not very compressible, meaning you can't squish it. It's very stiff, meaning it doesn't bend easily. And diamond is a good conductor of heat, meaning that heat rapidly moves through it. It's transparent, meaning that light can pass through it. It's very reflective, meaning that light bounces off of it. And diamond is very refractive, meaning that light bends or changes direction as it passes through the diamond. In fact, diamond is the most reflective and refractive known transparent material. This is what allows a diamond to have so much brightness and color and brilliance. So here's a fun activity that you can do at home with the science of reflection and refraction of a diamond. Now, you'll need to go and borrow someone's diamond ring. It's okay. In fact, let them know that it's okay. Their ring won't get damaged. You're going to need a small pen laser, like a laser pointer, a sheet of paper, and two blackboard erasers that are fully loaded up with chalk dust. Next, you'll need to go into a dark room or a closet. Take your laser pointer and shine it towards and through the diamond ring. While you're doing that, hold the white piece of paper near the ring, and you're going to see lots of tiny, brilliant red spots from your laser pointer appear on the surface of the paper. Next, if you bang together the two erasers so that the chalk comes out and starts floating out and around and dropping around your diamond and the laser, you're going to see the beam of light from your laser pen going into the diamond and lots and lots and lots of brilliant little red light beams coming out of it. These show the reflection and refraction properties of the diamond. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of diamonds. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.